anything you could do with the farming or foreign policy. That's something you hear, you know, I'm talking about. There wasn't much, you know, he's such a, he is a non-committed, you know, as he said, he's a non-committed actor. He's a very tough individual. He did something I didn't know. I had noted in the paper this morning that daughter was a serial palsy.
Right, absolutely. Redemaker is very strong. Because they're best to wait back. Oh, in the tradition.
other people to do what he was able to do. And when he went before his convention, he made the statement to me that he was going to get a development commission. And that was sweet. That's what we did. What you don't get, of course, is the old hangover, the old Democrat, liberal Democrat.
Character, the whole
Dirksen, we know what Dirksen. Dirksen had plenty of rights, especially in Dodgers. Great ability to speak to Dirksen was a man who was like a, someone that lived in the last, had a little bit of a good character. Where the hell are the bright people that are on our side? You know, the stuff that we had, we had most of them, you've got to say, they hold it. Besides the three of you at the highest level, who the hell have we got? Not Price.
No.
Not Carmen.
No.
Not Sapphire. Right? Yeah. All right. Who else have you got?
Obviously, you can't.
He's not a... Well, yeah, so let's put him at the highest level. All right. You can't. There's one more. Obviously, Chase. But, you know what I mean? He's in a different category. Tell me who the hell have we got that can really give a turn. I must say, one that stood out for me is God bless him. Is McGregor. Mm-hmm. And McGregor's all of his goals are in another direction.
Yeah.
That's so bad. But now how does he turn out so well? Why does McGregor turn out so well?
But Mark is a bright guy.
Oh, I know. That was bright. That's my point. How could a bright guy turn out so well? It's so much character.
Well, because Clark was during the war, he was a paratrooper. The OSS was jumping behind the line for some reason. They went against California. And when he came here, when he went through the 68 Canada, I think he saw the direction of the country. I think basically Clark
is an FS 68. Clark Midwestern chairman.
And fought by Calvinists.
I worked for
him. And he ran for the Senate.
Awesome.
And I think he is one of those who believes in greatness.
Yeah,
he did bring him in. Now, I think Clark is bright enough to realize that a new move of conservatism in the North is an issue.
And Clark,
did he see it?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get taken in by the... And I must have turned
that off.
And of course,
no.
The rest. Every time I had a problem, I could go directly to Clark and get it.
Yeah,
I could get it done. No, Clark is just bright. Showed us gains from the last week while we were
really getting set. I don't know how we're going to do it. They're very kind.
What they're doing in Virginia is straightforward. You know, you said you're already going to switch. And Godwin's switching. Well, Godwin is still, you know, he's an independent.
Yeah.
Switching to independent.
Right.
Well, that's what they're doing. But they're doing that in numbers now. And then, as soon as they get a large enough number, they'll come on. That's what I'm saying.
I want him to come and I want him to run. I want him to win rather than want him to work.
He will get a great move.
Absolutely. He's just basically a liberal Republican.
He missed the sign of the
contract and he didn't know it. He's well intentioned and everything, but he's Eastern educated and all that over.
Well, he played the black line.
And finally, he's a very honest guy.
Well, I think what you'll see in the Senate. Thank you. In the case of Ford, being Scott Allen, he is totally out of protection, totally with his investments. And also Ford's suggestion that I should have records about in order to meet me that he did find at the time. If you feel like I'm going to talk to you first in about 6 months, that would be better. But then, I saw this stuff come in from Dennis. All the rest. Not that Bob already knows my views. Sure. And I began to do some fundamental thinking about our relations with the Congress. But there's a third example. Pope was chairman of the Republican government. He came in early. Not all. that?
That we have to realize that maybe we, in the past 4 years, maybe we can understand now, Ferguson won the election. He ran way ahead of all the others. And, frankly, they basically need the presidential, frankly, support more than the president. And, oh yeah, you say, but about the votes, of course, when I go, that should be just an absolute requirement. But what I'm getting at is, I must say, I think some contact with people who loyalists from time to time might be worthwhile, although it's not my style to sit down and play with a lot of congressmen, so forth. I mean, I realize that they enjoy it, but in the end, how much good it really does to make the same. I don't think it does. But Doug, let me ask you, am I getting at something fundamental here, or am I wrong? In other words, I don't want to be a loser, but it's like I do deal with the Congress. I should meet with them. I should meet with their business to be accomplished. We should be gracious to them at the various social functions. The rest, but for me, basically, to be in a position of something to the Congress, to the senators, to the governors, et cetera, is, in my view, totally ridiculous. The mistake of Johnson.
Yeah, halfway through. Presidency when he began to try to plead and beg and cajole to sit down and bring with these guys. What he did was, the only thing he succeeded in doing was losing all of his self-respect himself and the people around him. And of course, the respect of the Congress came to him. I think that is notorious, sure, because I'm a parent. I used to deal with Jefferson. What do you mean about Johnson?
Johnson's the kind of a man that you never have a first name.
Yeah, that's right. He can't stop
it. I mean, because he had an enormous capacity for it. But anybody under stress has to realize that his capacity goes down about him. It's cut in half.
But my point is that what he did during that period of time was to try to buddy buddy. Lost their respect for the president. So you can't do that. That's the wrong approach. I mean, you go up to the Capitol Hill Club and have a reception and have a group of people go to the Everett and Wisconsin, because that's the preference that I have. Right.
Bob should get home. Tell him. Go on.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Tell him fight.
Yeah, all right. Trying to get at this thing in a way that's, you know, I don't like the That's the bank we're talking about.
Yes.
And I know the traditional price of it is, that's because the price is basically an animal package.
And I also think Jerry Ford was saying, he said, you know, it's your decisions, they're so good for the small. But the heck, I can handle that, because of the office here, I can sit down with the lady. I'm better off spending my time with the ambassador from Korea than get my money.
But I also think it's,
or maybe a hard one.
But it puts you in a different care, what? Puts you in a different care. See, a hard one is so unusual for that guy.
That's a legitimate thing to say, but not to me. You know, I mean, particularly when don't agree with me because I feel this way.
I'm not sure.
I feel this way for his mom.
Well, see, the hard theory to be taken is Bryce worked up on the state board. Worked for a very powerful man.
Finished the power plants in college.
And Bryce still labors under the impression that his dad, in a sense, is true.
The power is more important than the president. He believes the president should always make the decision.
He believes the president should always.
He thinks the two branches of government and in theory they are. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
And they're not equal for two reasons.
In today's society, things will be so bad. Because the executive is running the government. Congress is paralyzed itself with its own structure. And running by the head.
They also don't have the quality in that. The real test is just on it.
I can count on one hand the number of really good members of the Senate of the House.
You know, I was here in the mid-50s, you got the
powerful personality.
That's strong.
That's right.
Smart.
That's
common. That's common. That's the issue.
There's,
and therefore, you can't treat them like equals. Many should treat them like equals. They're not. You could treat it like Russell.
And I did.
And he would never treat you like
he never did.
He was always Mr. President.
He never got to meet.
No. Dick Russell never got to meet.
He never would.
And that was, you see, he always held respect to you.
So out of the chair, he said, no, he
can you imagine Dick Russell saying, President, I'm 68% of the year?
How
much you disagree?
Possibly.
Bob's got a hand.